Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shir, and we are continuing the halachas of Kiddush. When you mekadesh on a kais, you have to drink a minimum of maloy lugmov in order for the yaitzah of the mitzvah of Kiddush. That means if you do not drink a maloy lugmov of the kais of Kiddush, you're not yaitzah. What is maloy lugmov? It's a cheekful, which to the average person, it's a little more than a half a revius. Now, every person is different. For most people, it's more than a revius. Now, even if it's a large person and his cheek, it would be much more. You don't have to drink more than a revius. That's for sure. You don't have to drink more than a revius. But by a regular person, it's rive a revius is maloy lugmov. Now, you have to drink this maloy lugmov without a hefsik. You have to drink it straight. And lechatchila, at least in the time of kedei achilas pras, which is you have to machmir to try to drink that maloy lugmov within 2 minutes. Like the Mishmaru says, if you make kiddush on schnapps, you might have a problem of drinking the maloy lugmov within the zman of chdei achilas pras. Now, how much does it come out to in ounces? So, according to Rav Moshe, that the Friday night kiddush should be 4.42 fluid ounces. So, maloy lugmov is slightly more than 2.21 fluid ounces. For those that hold that it's a smaller shear, like a shear of 3 ounces, then maloy lugmov will be a little bit more than 1.6 fluid ounces. That would be enough to be called maloy lugmov. And Fida Chazinish, the holds 5.3 for Kiddush, so maloy lugmov will be a little more than 2.7 in order to be yaitza the maloy lugmov. Now what happens if the person making Kiddush cannot drink wine? So it's preferable he should not make Kiddush at all. He should let someone else make Kiddush, because if he can't drink a maloy lugmov, he shouldn't be making Kiddush. But in a case where he's like the balabayis, he's the head of the household, and even though he can't drink, he's going to make Kiddush because he's the head of the household. So he can give it to someone else, one of the listeners, to drink the maloy lugmov for him. But it's only someone who has been yaitzah the Kiddush or at least the bracha of Bari Pri Gafen with him. But if it's someone who already made a Bari Pri Gafen, who was yaitzah Kiddush already, he already had a Bari Pri Gafen, he cannot drink that wine. It has to be someone who has been yaitzah the bracha with him. And the halacha is, he even can give it to a katan who is a gil chinuch and will be yaitzah the bracha with you. That is fine, you give him to drink. Again, it's only a b'di'eved because the chatchila, the one making Kiddush, should be drinking the maloy lugmov. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that two different listeners cannot be mitzvah for the shir maloy lugmov. And then he brings down, some say that you could, and therefore halacha is b'di'eved, if the mekadesh does not drink maloy lugmov, and just all the listeners together, they all mitzvah to drink maloy lugmov, b'di'eved halacha is, you are yoytza, the mitzvah of Kiddush.